My friends, I hope you're enjoying this free podcast of my show, but in the spirit of full disclosure, I should tell you that you can hear it without ads, ads like this one. It will cost you a few bucks a month, but you'll get Pure Prager, the distilled show, no commercials, plus a bunch of bonus features, like all the stories Alan sends me every night, with his comments, by the way. Go to my website, www.dennisprager.com, and click on Pragertopia to find out more information. That's www.dennisprager.com, Pragertopia.
Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager, and Dennis will be back with you tomorrow. You can reach me at markeisler@AOL.com, markeisler@AOL.com. And we have a special guest on, Republican Congressman Ed Royce, is serving his eighth term in Congress representing Southern California's 40th District based in Orange County, California. And he was recently recognized as a champion of national security by the Center for Security Policy. And we're going to be talking to Congressman Royce both about terrorism, our economy. Well, let's welcome him. Congressman Royce, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show with Mark Eisler.
Thank you, Mark.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I watched you at the – we were in a suite above – I don't want anybody to think that we bought the suite with someone else, but we watched the Sarah Palin rally, and you were quite eloquent.
Exciting time.
It is an exciting time. I actually watched you – you probably know this person. The rest of the nation won't. I work as a speechwriter for a supervisor in Antonovich. And for one of the things he was doing, I watched you on tape talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You warned the country about what was going to happen, and all the Democrats were against you.
And what was most disconcerting at that time was that the Federal Reserve had come in and told us that that institution, which was a quasi-governmental institution, a government-sponsored enterprises, they had been leaned on by Barney Frank and others in order to leverage. They were leveraged 100 to 1. They were involved in arbitrage, borrowing at a public rate and then buying back these mortgage-backed securities that they were supposed to just securitize. They had $1.5 trillion of them on their balance sheet. But the important point was that the Democrats were leaning on them to give loans to people that were otherwise uncreditworthy, about 10% of their portfolio. That was the quota. And those loans to unqualified borrowers and that 10% of their portfolio caused over 50% of their losses. They lost $1 trillion.
Wow.
And just as the Federal Reserve had warned them, yes, it created a systemic risk to the financial system of the world because by then they had half the mortgage lending that they were involved in this through the securitization process. Now, the interesting aspect of this is in 2005, as you say, Mark, I introduced legislation. We took it to the House floor in order to try to give the regulator the right to stop this type of risky activity, this arbitrage and this risky lending. And on the Senate side, you had John McCain and Chuck Hagel, who were the authors of the bill. It came out of the Senate committee on a straight party line vote, with the Republicans voting for it, the Democrats voting against it, and it was the Democratic members, such as Barack Obama, that stopped the bill on the House floor. So, you know, this is why ideas matter, and it's important to listen to the regulators. But I would just close with this argument, and it's from Bill Clinton, who was recently interviewed about mm-hmm. this. And he said, I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress, or by me, Bill Clinton, he's saying, when he was president, to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So, yes, we were attempting to get the Democrats to back off that position because the Federal Reserve and the Treasury were warning that this was going to create a systemic financial risk.
But that hasn't come out in the media. It's almost been distorted. And as I said the last hour, it's come out as if it was too much. There wasn't enough regulation. This is the one time the Republicans were on the side of regulation, and you don't get credit for that.
Well, this is a very heavily regulated industry. And, yes, we were on the side of regulation. And in point of fact, what the Democrats were doing were short-circuiting the market. Because normally you wouldn't find people who would take loans like this. Why would anybody accept a loan that was this risky? So what they were doing was using a process of government-sponsored enterprises in order to get them to securitize loans for people that otherwise were not creditworthy, unqualified borrowers. And they were leaning also on the system so that there would be more and more loans given to these people. And, of course, by this point in time, when you lower the standards for some people, it turns out that flippers also come in and say, wow, then if you've lowered it for them and they don't have to have any money down and they don't have to be able to qualify an income, I'll take advantage of that and I'll flip the property. 30% of these properties were by flippers. So they start with their risky activity. As Barney Frank said, I don't want to have the same kind of regulation that we have for banks or thrifts. He said, when it comes to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I want to roll the dice on risk. He was talking about rolling the dice in order to get to the goal of affordable housing for everyone. But the problem is, not everyone can afford a home. So if the government comes in and interjects itself in the marketplace and says, no, you have to give these loans, you have to have 10% of your portfolio in these risky loans, and then allows the institution to leverage 10 times more than banks, to leverage 100-to-1, wow, and to arbitrage in order to, you know, overcompensate, this is the kind of results you get. And it's the fact that McCain spoke on the floor, the Senate floor, about this and tried to do something, and Barack Obama stood in his way, that I think is an important issue for people to be focused on right now.
And there were a lot of fraud involved, and there were a lot of banks advertising in Spanish, and a lot of illegal immigrants got these loans, didn't they? Because they didn't. It was advertised, you don't need credit, you don't even have to be a citizen.
Well, when you think about it, when you don't have to, an income test or an asset test, and it can be zero down, you've got to expect that a lot of people are going to come forward and take advantage of that, you know, and the consequence of having no skin in the game or not having 10% down is that as soon as the market starts to turn the other way, there is no incentive to hang on to that property.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now we have the Democrats with their proposal on the bailout, but you'll notice that nowhere in that bailout was there a fix for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I talked to the Treasury Secretary about it, and that's why I voted against the bailout.
I was going to ask you that. I would have voted against it, too.
Yeah, I asked the Treasury Secretary, where's the fix for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that the Federal Reserve says has to be made or this will happen again? He said, well, you know, Chairman Barney Frank and the Democrats won't accept that.
What do you see happening with our economy if Obama gets in?
Well, you know, the real problem right now is we've got to have policies that are going to create the right kind of stimulus, you know, tax policy changes that are going to boost incentives to invest and create jobs. Instead, what we're going to see from Barack Obama, I'm afraid, is an increase of taxes on capital gains. He's going to take the capital gains tax up from 15% to 28%. He's going to increase the dividends tax similarly. You know, rather than allowing our capital markets and our struggling economy to sort of get its footing and come back, this heavy tax and spend approach, I think, is going to further stifle our economy.
I saw you at the Sarah Palin rally, as I said. What do you think of how she's been savaged by the Obama campaign and the press? I just even some conservatives, you know, right, so-called pundits, I don't get this.
You know, you have one governor in the country who had approval ratings of almost 90%. She was a governor, and I'm sure this is why McCain thought this would be a particularly good pitch and pick, who took on the monopoly up there, the oil monopoly, broke it up, brought other investors in, started a process of reform, got competitive bids, managed to not only create an enormous number of jobs through this process and start a pipeline that will bring oil from Alaska down here to the United States, or not, natural gas from Alaska down here to the continental U.S., natural gas pipeline, but reformed the industry, pushed through an ethics bill, created a disincentive for the old boys network on both sides of the aisle who had been involved in corruption, you know, basically drove them out and empowered people in Alaska, creating all of this wealth, returning to the taxpayers, to every taxpayer, came out a couple thousand dollars better off as a result of her reforms. I mean, it was a great story if the press would tell the story.
Yeah,
but rather than focus on the reform of the oil industry, on the natural gas, on the creation of the jobs, on the economic reforms, on the ethics reforms that she brought to government, on her anti-pork barrel positions of vetoing legislation, of, you know, supporting cleaning up the government, and the fact that she obviously would come and help John McCain shake up Washington because that's her attitude. Instead of that kind of focus, we have this negativity out of the national media, and all the criticism about her lack of foreign policy experience because she's a governor can equally be laid at the feet of Obama, and he's their presidential contender.
Yeah, and I Congressman Royce, hold on, we're coming to the break. I would have said when they asked McCain about Palin, I would have said she's got more experience than Obama does at the top of the ticket. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager.
All right, don't hold back. I can take it. It's the Dennis Prager Show right here on the all-new Town Hall Radio. You need to incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark, or even get bankruptcy help? You need it fast, but don't want to spend thousands of dollars? Where do you go? Consider first that over 1 million customers have made LegalZoom.com the leader in online legal documents. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom.com for a last will and testament. They had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. And LegalZoom is easy to use. You simply go online, answer a few questions. It takes just minutes. For incorporations and LLCs, LegalZoom even files your documents with the state and helps you obtain your federal tax ID. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, which is why Fortune Online Magazine called LegalZoom blessedly simple. And for even more savings, enter Prager in the referral box at checkout. For all your common legal document needs at a surprisingly low price, visit LegalZoom.com, LegalZoom.com. My friends, do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchise locations across the nation. Call today, toll free, at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free 877-374-LIVE. How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret debt reduction programs most credit card companies won't tell you about. It's a proven system used by Debt Consultants of America that will allow you to avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, get out of debt faster, and get more cash back in your pocket every month. DCA would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation, and this free consultation will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. In fact, if you have over $10,000 in unsecured debt, you could automatically qualify. Individual results vary, and it's not available in all states. Break free from the debt trap. Call for your free information now. 800-768-6059. That's 800-768-6059. Don't miss out. Call Debt Consultants of America now. 800-768-6059. That's 800-768-6059.
Imagine having coffee with one of the country's most successful financial advisors. He leans over and shares a brilliant business strategy that could save you a bundle on taxes. It's about to happen. Listen to what syndicated financial talk show host Ray Lucia has to say about LegalZoom.com.
Online legal websites can be a nightmare, and going to an attorney is going to cost you. If you want to save big time on your taxes, you may want to incorporate. Please go to LegalZoom.com. Brilliant legal documents and real people to help, all at a fraction of the cost of going to an attorney.
Incorporating your business, even home-based business, is smart. Incorporating through LegalZoom is brilliant. You see, LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, so not only are your documents flawlessly prepared and filed for you, you'll save about 85% of what a lawyer might charge. Visit LegalZoom.com and get a special discount by typing bonus in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Ready to find the love of your life? Go to eHarmony.com and get matched with other singles that are compatible with you at the very deepest levels. eHarmony.com. Log on today. Send and receive faxes directly from your computer with eFax. Go to www.efax.com, click the TV radio tab, and type in Prager.
Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager, and my special guest, he's the terrific Congressman Ed Royce. And Ed, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we'll get to your calls in a little bit. I just wanted to ask Ed one more question myself. I mean, I don't want to be a warmonger or anything. I think Israel should attack Iran, take out the nuclear weapons before, in case Obama gets in. How do you feel about that? We have a real threat there.
Well, the State Department lists, of course, Iran as the number one state sponsor of terrorism. I had an opportunity in 2006. I was in Israel. And during the war in August of 2006, I went up to Haifa, visited Rambam Hospital. And at one point, I came under rocket attack up there. And I remember the circumstances in that city of Haifa. It's a port city there, the greatest port in Israel. So imagine if you were looking out at the port of Long Beach or Los Angeles, and there was absolutely no activity, and people had been underground in their shelters for 33 days. And every rocket that would come in, it has 70,000 ball bearings in it. And they anytime people come out, they would fire these rockets into civilian areas in the city. This was done at the direction, not just of Hezbollah, but Iranian army officers who were coordinating these attacks, and they were Iranian and Syrian weapons, missiles. And as I say, I saw the consequences that Israel lives under. And of course, since that time, now Hamas is firing, into Israel as well with this kind of weaponry, again, financed by Iran. So what do you do about Iran's support for terror? Well, this is an interesting proposition. One of the things that our Treasury Department found was that if they met with investors and banking interests in Asia and in Europe and explained the fact that this money was being circumvented out of the banking system and into support for terror, all of the Asian and European banks left Iran. And the consequences of that was that unemployment is now very, very high. You have hyperinflation, massive unemployment. You have these radio broadcasts we're doing into the city where, you know, the gas lines, because they don't have the refining capacity because they put so much into armaments, the money is not going into their own economy. Two-thirds of the people want the government changed in Iran. And so you have a situation where Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, that's broadcasting in there, will interview people. And they'll say, I've been in this gas line for 3 hours. You mean to tell me our government has the hundreds of millions of dollars to send to Hezbollah but doesn't have the money to take care of this economy? 50 prominent economists wrote last year saying the economy is going to collapse in Iran if the government continues on this course that they're on. So I think the real focus here should be to cut off the rest of the foreign capital going into the country and just implode the country in the same way that Ronald Reagan was able to do with Eastern Europe when he worked in tandem with the government in Germany and Britain in order to broadcast in and at the same time cut off the foreign exchange. If we do that, then I think we could find ourselves with a very different government in Iran in pretty short order. But to do that, we've got to lean very heavy on our allies. I'm going to give you one example. Even though the German private sector is out of Iran, it's the German government that's in underwriting deals. And one of those German government officials was recently at a parade. And I want to tell you what the... In the picture, here's the parade, the military parade that the German government official is attending. And in the background, you see a sign. And the sign says, Israel needs to be eradicated from the face of the universe. That's the direct translation of the sign. Mm. And so the point is, our Treasury Department has been able to impact the behavior now of the private sector. The Iranian economy is imploding. The question now is, can we use our foreign policy muscle in order to get governments like Germany, which is on the verge of pulling out, to pull out? Because if we do and we continue to double down on the messaging into the country, I think we can have a change within Iran in terms of a change led by the street. As I say, two-thirds of the people now say the government has to go.
I hope you're right, but of course the way you get your population with you is they can be even more aggressive and, you know, use nationalism. Let's go to some callers, if you will.
Sure.
Dan in New Jersey, you're on with Congressman Royce and Mark Eisler. Hi, Dan.
I called about this vice presidential pick. Full disclosure, I'm a Barack supporter, but my question is...
But did you know, by the way, did you know Palin is running with Obama?
Did I know Palin is running with Obama? They're not running very far together, I know that. But I will say this, I really do like McCain. I liked him for years, but I really can't understand how we can pretend that a woman who can't handle so-called gotcha questions from Katie Couric is supposed to stand up to Dmitry Medvedev and Hugo Chavez and people like that. It doesn't make sense when McCain is saying himself that these people are so dangerous and it's such a dangerous world. This does not make sense.
Well, it makes sense to me, but let's see what the congressman says.
Well, first of all, in terms of handling tough characters, if you look at what the Governor Palin did in the state of Alaska, she headed up the Ethics Commission there, and when she found corruption, she had the guts to take on her own party, the governor of her own party, defeat him in the primary, and then take on the former governor of the party and defeat him as well. Then she had the courage to take on the state legislature, cram an ethics bill down their throats. Nobody liked, or a lot of them didn't like it. Then she had the courage to take on the incumbent a U.S. senator and help kill the funding for that bridge to nowhere. I mean, every step she took took courage, took tenacity, and took standing with the people. She had the courage to take on the oil industry in her state and renegotiate those contracts to the benefit of several thousand dollars to every citizen who got a refund. And then on top of that, brought in competition for the natural gas pipeline. So what I see here is somebody, all of us have been on television shows with left-wing hosts as well and seen them try to sandbag us. And frankly, I don't appreciate it, and I'm sure other people don't either. But to insinuate that she doesn't read a newspaper, as Katie Couric did, of course she reads a newspaper. And when she finds that insulting, and tries to move on, I just think we're overreacting here to Katie Couric, and I think that the real focus should be, what did she do in the state of Alaska? How did she get that approval rating of just under 90% when no other governor has that rating? How did she bring that reform?
Thanks so much for being with us, Congressman Royce. And the question is, what experience does Obama have? And that's what I say right away to the caller, bro. We ran out of time. We'll get to the rest of your calls. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager.
From politics to personal relationships, we cover it all here on the Dennis Prager Show, coming to you through your PC here on Town Hall Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. John McCain is accusing Barack Obama of trying to have it both ways in the World Series. He pointed out that Obama has aligned himself with Philadelphia and Tampa fans in advance of tomorrow night's opening game. McCain, speaking today near Philadelphia, says Obama does the same thing on taxes, campaigning for cuts but voting for increases. Obama campaigning in Florida today. He's holding a job summit with several state governors. Closing arguments are underway in the corruption trial of Senator Ted Stevens. Prosecutors say Stevens' efforts to explain away hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts were nonsense. And taking a look at the Wall Street numbers, the Dow is down 161 points, the NASDAQ off 48, the S&P 20 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Identity theft. There are countless ways cyber thieves can steal your identity and ruin your credit. Like if you use the same personal password in multiple places, or if you forget to log out properly after an online purchase. The fact is, someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. And once your identity is stolen, you're in for a firestorm of trouble to restore your name and credit. That's why so many are calling Trusted ID to sign up for their free trial. Monitoring your credit report isn't enough. Trusted ID has sophisticated systems that flat out help block identity theft before it happens. If someone tries to use your credit, Trusted ID is on it. They even scan black market internet sites for any trace of your information. Plus, they have identity protection specialists 24/7 to answer questions. They even offer a $1 million service warranty. Get your free trial by calling 1-800-391-8300. 1-800-391-8300. That's 1-800-391-8300.
This is kind of delicate, but I have to ask, if something happens to you, will we still be able to live in this house? Will the kids still go to the colleges we planned on? Then there are the bills.
Term life insurance is peace of mind for you and your loved ones. But how much coverage do you need to protect your family's financial future in case of your death? Life insurance rates are extremely competitive right now. Bulwark Insurance Services places you with a top-rated company, with premiums probably much lower than you think. Bulwark helps make sure your loved ones continue enjoying the life they know and achieve their goals even if you're gone. When you call Bulwark Insurance Services, ask about return of premium life insurance. If something happens, your family's protected. If not, you get your premiums back in 20 to 30 years. For a free, no-obligation quote, call Bulwark Insurance Services at 800-310-1725. 800-310-1725. 800-310-1725. Not available in all states. Conditions and limitations apply.
When a financial crisis hits home, it hurts. You avoid answering the phone because of creditors. You hate opening bills because of late fees and interest charges. Homefront Financial wants you to know there is hope. If you feel like you are drowning in credit card debt, call Homefront for a free consultation. Our management team has saved thousands of clients, just like yourself, hundreds of thousands of dollars. They work for you using secret programs most credit companies won't tell you about to reduce your balance by 40 to 60%, lower your monthly payments, and be debt-free in 24 to 36 months. Find out how much you can save by calling for your free consultation. Individual results will vary. Not available in all states. You owe it to yourself to find real relief from credit card bills, medical bills, and department store debt. Call for your free information now. 800-869-5056. That's 800-869-5056. 800-869-5056. 800-869-5056.
217-9318.
Are you ready to find the love of your life? Go to eHarmony.com and get matched with other singles that are compatible with you at the very deepest levels. eHarmony.com. Log on today.
Send and receive faxes directly from your computer with eFax. Go to www.eFax.com, click the TV radio tab, and type in Prager.
If anybody feels like they don't know me by now, let me try to give you some answers. Who is Barack Obama? Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton. And sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth.
Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager, and I want, you know, there's that side that hasn't come out. This guy's arrogant. This guy's full of himself. Doesn't he have an insignia on his airplane, something to do with the presidential seal? And remember that famous line about, you know, where are the people everybody's been waiting for? I mean, the guy is literally full of himself. And let's listen to this clip.
And to name my greatest strength, I guess it would be my humility. Greatest weakness, it's possible that I'm a little too awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You're awesome. You've done nothing. I mean, and they pick on Sarah Palin when what have you accomplished? A community organizer. You organize communities to take the money and redistribute it to everybody else. That's really what you've done. And you vote present all the time. Are you going to vote present in the next 6 months if a crisis comes, as your running mate has indicated? I don't get any of it. But one of the things I want, as we take your calls any second now, 1-877-243-7776, 1-8-PRAGER-776, is I don't understand some of the so-called conservatives on our side, people like Bill Buckley's son Chris and Peggy Noonan and I shouldn't even mention their names, and Kathleen Parker, joining this crowd to admire Barack Obama for exactly what? But then again, I never understood Bill Clinton's appeal. I tell the story, the first time I ever saw Bill Clinton, he had lost to Paul Tsongas. Remember, he was running against him. And I didn't know who Bill Clinton was, and they interviewed him, he had lost, and they said, Governor, what do you think about having lost? And Bill Clinton said that, oh, this will re-energize the campaign. And I remember saying to myself, that's unbelievable. Well, that's who Bill Clinton wound up being, someone unbelievable. And that's who Obama is. But maybe I should understand these so-called conservatives. They're part of that elite crowd that couldn't quite get it on illegal immigration either. The Washington, you know, and New York pundits that don't live with like the rest of us do with closing hospital emergency rooms and jails overcrowded with illegals and crowded freeways and schools, get this, schools that make every accommodation for people that don't speak English. These elite never understood why the rest of us saw a huge difference between legal and illegal. So why should they see the huge difference between where Obama wants to take this country and where McCain Palin will lead us? So I think win or lose after this election, we got a lot of, you know, we may have a new battle on our hands in the Republican Party. Actually, maybe it's not so new. Let's go to Juan in Sacramento. Juan, you're on with Mark.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I think that McCain's team should not dwell so much only on Avery and Jeremiah Wright. They should bring out the whole names of all the crowds that Obama has been associated with, beginning when he was a boy in Hawaii from a guy named Frank who used to talk to him about all the progressive and radical ideas, and then on into the crowd he ran around with in Chicago with, you know, the...
No, I understand the crowd you mean, Juan, and I thank you for your call. You can tell people by the friends they keep. I mean, it's not always foolproof, but think about all the people this guy's been aligned with, not even associated with. And as I think other people have said, he keeps talking about McCain being associated with Bush, but we can't bring up his associations. It is incredible. Let's go to Jack in Denver. Jack, you're on with Mark.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I got one main question for you. I don't understand why McCain doesn't come out and start advertising some of his key people that are going to be in his cabinet, like Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney or some of these guys that haven't been in Washington for the last 30 years and live by the old rules.
Jack,
I think if he did that, he'd wake up a lot of people who are not sure they should vote for him or not.
Jack, I think you're absolutely right. Mitt Romney was my choice in the primaries. Giuliani is head of Homeland Security or Attorney General. Show who your cabinet is going to be, and I think that'll make a difference, and he definitely ought to do that. We get a feeling that we'd be better than McCain. Isn't that true? Most of us would be better than McCain, and that's what Palin does for him. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager.
You've heard me on the radio, you've seen me on television, and now here I am on your computer, Dennis Prager on the all-new Town Hall Radio. My friends, do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchise locations across the nation. Call today, toll-free, at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free, 877-374-LIVE. My friends, I'm pleased to introduce Kapil Mather. He is the owner of three Mathnasium Learning Centers in Orange County, California. Kapil, tell us, how does the system work?
We start by doing a comprehensive assessment to determine a child's individual strengths and weaknesses. Then we select exercises customized for the child. The student comes to the Mathnasium Center for about an hour each session to help improve their math skills. Plus, during the school year, they can bring their math homework and receive direct tutoring and test prep.
Kapil, I myself have heard of a number of dramatic success stories. Why don't you give us one of them?
We have a high school student who's a star athlete at his high school. The father came to me and was concerned about his son's eligibility on his sports team. He had a D in math when he started with us. 3 months later, he was one of the top three students with an A in his math class. And the best thing was that not only did his math skills improve, but his sports performance improved as well.
For parent or franchise information, call 800-230-1910 or visit the Mathnasium website. That's 1-800-230-1910.
When I first enrolled in the program, getting all the collection calls and letters, I would be overwhelmed, and a couple of times I called panicky, and everyone at Financial Freedom just calmed me right down.
How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Financial Freedom of America can help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month. Call for a free no-obligation consultation. FFA will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. If you have over $10,000 in unsecured debt, you could automatically qualify. Individual results vary and it's not available in all states. Call for your free information now at 800-804-0191. That's 800-804-0191. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-804-0191. That's 800-804-0191.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-5876. That's 1-800-508-5876. 1-800-508-5876.
Are you ready to find the love of your life? Go to eHarmony.com and get matched with other singles that are compatible with you at the very deepest levels. eHarmony.com. Log on today.
Send and receive faxes directly from your computer with eFax. Go to www.efax.com, click the TV radio tab, and type in Prager.
Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager, and you can reach me at 1-8-PRAGER-776. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Mike in Moorpark. You're on with Mark. Mike with more from Moore Park, Sean. Hey, he doesn't want to listen to me. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, how you doing?
Real well.
Listen, although I'm not going to vote for Obama, I'm going to vote for McCain. I kind of objected to the lead-in spot where you use those clips from Obama at the Al Smith dinner to show that the guy was arrogant. Everybody knows that that dinner was a those guys are telling jokes and they're satirizing and self-deprecating themselves. I mean, he's arrogant enough where you don't have to use false examples to prove that. And isn't that what the liberals do all the time? Is they take things out of context?
No, Mike.
Prove
Mike,
their points.
Mike, when you're self-deprecating, it's often that it's because something is there. As an example, if you remember, McCain said, "I think there are a lot of people in this room who are really rooting for me," and a cheer went up, and he said something about, "Thanks, Hillary, thanks for being here," and Hillary was hysterical because you're making fun of them because it is true. And it represents that, and give Obama credit for that he acknowledges some of his shortcomings. So I don't think it's in any way a cheap shot to use that clip, because it does describe who he is, and I don't think it's out of context. He's admitting it.
I think he was just satirizing himself and making jokes about himself. Whether he actually believes that or not, I don't know.
See how arrogant he is? He doesn't even believe it about himself.
Well, be that as it may, the point I'm trying to make is this is the type of thing that we always accuse the other side of doing. I hate to see us stooping to the same level that they're on.
I appreciate your call. Mike, I don't think I'm stooping. I think it represents who he is. Let's go to Steve in Cleveland, Ohio. You're on with Mark.
Hello, Mark. Can somebody give us any more information about Obama's idea of forming a civilian national defense force that would be as large, as well-equipped, and the same funding as the regular military? How would it be equipped, and who would run this? Because I've never heard of anything except in the old Soviet empires where they had counterweights to the regular military.
Yeah, well,
kind of spooky.
Yeah, Steve, look, he doesn't explain any of his programs in detail. It's all about hope and change, and if you ask his voters what that means, they don't know anyway. Let's go to Mike in Phoenix. You're on with Mark. Mike in Phoenix.
Is that me?
No, you're Michael in Sacramento, but you're close. Sean?
What's a short plane ride away?
There you go, Michael.
There's a lot of Mikes today. It's a fine name.
That's right.
By the way, you don't think Hillary is supporting McCain, do you?
I do. I think if I had it, listen, Michael, I wish I could be a fly in that voting booth, but I bet you that she pulls the McCain lever, and I bet you Bill does too. What do you think?
That's about the silliest thing I've heard in weeks.
Wait.
I respect your opinion.
No, why do you think it's silly? No one's going to be watching her.
She's out there campaigning for Obama.
So? She has to do that. She has to do that because she wants to run again, and she can't alienate everybody out there. Imagine if she didn't campaign for him, what they would say. Mean old Hillary will never vote for her. She didn't support the Democrat ticket. She's sour on having lost.
You're saying Hillary Clinton, a lifetime Democrat, a proud Democrat, a liberal, is going to break with her party as a senator and vote for McCain. I don't even think you realize what you're saying.
I do realize what I'm saying. And
have no evidence to
No, I can't prove it, but I bet my house. Now, again, my house isn't worth much now.
You can't prove that, obviously. There's no reason to bet.
Well, I agree there's no reason to bet, but
If you ask her, who do you think she says she's going to vote for?
She'd say Obama.
All right. Openly lying.
That's the Clintons. What do you think? And I'll bet
all politicians lie, like the guy you had on earlier. But that's...
Now the truth comes out. So you think that Hillary's going to vote for Obama because she's such a loyal Democrat. You don't think the Clintons are out for the Clintons?
Well, they're out for the Clintons?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's out for their own self-interest. But you're that's a wild claim. I think you need to take a step back and think about what you're saying. Just because she ran against him.
Yeah.
But just because she ran against him in the primary, like is the case every 4 years, doesn't mean you don't then vote for your party. I mean, that is.
Let me ask you a question.
I can't even believe I'm having that discussion with you.
I love
you, but I mean, it's just,
no, now you want to try to get me to be nice by saying that. All right, I'll tell you what, Michael.
Well, no, I want to ask you.
I have a question for you, and I'll hold you on. Okay, keep you on.
All right. I'm honored.
All right, if Hillary knew that whoever she voted for would win and the other person would lose, you think that she would vote for Obama and not for McCain, knowing that way she could run in 4 years?
Oh, you mean you think she would vote for McCain because it would improve her chances of winning in 4 years?
You want to see the people here. Sean, my engineer, is almost out of his chair saying, yes, yes, I think she would do what was best for herself. Yes.
It's just too out there. I mean, I'm rarely at a loss for words.
Well, it's better that it's you, not me.
I want to ask you one other question, sure. If you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I answer yours, maybe not well.
No, you did very well. You're just shy.
You're talking about associations, and I personally don't support either one of these candidates for president.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't know.
Okay.
Fortunately, I'm in a state that where it's not going to make any difference.
No, it doesn't matter. You can go vote for Obama.
If I don't vote, it's not going to make a difference.
That's right.
But because we know who's going to take California.
Yeah, no, I don't argue that one.
The right.
It'll be Hillary.
Hillary's going to win California.
I'm just trying to give you a hard time.
Well, I would believe if you said that Hillary's also in the background trying to slip in and take the presidency, and it's actually going to be on the ballot. That's no more wild.
No. That one is wild, but if someone gave her a choice, she would certainly take it, yes.
But there was all this talk about the associations of Obama, on and on and on. Obama, Reverend Wright, Resco, Frank Raines, who we know never worked for Obama, but yet they're still running ads by that. And it's fine. Associations are important as long as they're accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine if Barack Obama had an association with someone like Charles Keating and someone who was so closely aligned with and was engaged in some of the biggest fraud in American finance?
I know.
This one.
Yeah.
And he stepped in and tried to get regulators preventing him to be investigated.
Put him on hold. Sean, I'll put him on hold so he doesn't think I just cut him off. No, he was found innocent on that, but good try. I love you, too. I'll keep you on hold. No, he doesn't believe a thing about Hillary. Now, I think I got the guy in shock a little bit. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager. We'll take the rest of your calls, 1-8-PRAGER-776.
Got a friend in another town who can't get us on AM or FM? Tell them the Dennis Prager Show is now available worldwide right here on Town Hall Radio. Folks, I have what is called a no-brainer, meaning something that doesn't take a lot of thought to realize this is exactly the sort of product that will make your life easier and better. You see, Stamps.com means you don't have to go to the post office, you don't have to wait in line. At any time of day or night, you simply have the postage that you print out from your printer, believe it or not, and it goes on your envelope and your package, and you send it. That's it. With Stamps.com, you can print postage using your own computer and printer. It's exactly like having a post office right at your desk. Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Prager. I use Stamps.com for exactly these reasons. I don't want to stand in line at the post office. Try Stamps.com today for the no-risk trial, the $100 bonus offer, and postage discounts. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Prager, stamps.com. Be sure to enter Prager.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-257-9302. You get results, or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-257-9302 or log on to www.srnnews.com. That's www.srnnews.com.
Fatigue, back and body aches, leg twitches. Sound familiar? For the 80% of the U.S. population deficient in magnesium, these are all too common. Left unchecked, magnesium deficiency can lead to even more severe issues such as heart disease, stroke, hypertension, and osteoporosis. But before you run out to your local drugstore, it's important to know not all magnesiums are made equal. What you're sure to find is cheap, poorly absorbed magnesiums and their dreaded diarrhea effect. Great if you want to spend the afternoon flushing your money down the toilet. Not so great for getting therapeutic doses of this natural muscle relaxer and energy booster back into your diet for less than 50 cents a day. There's no prescription required, and your 100% satisfaction is guaranteed.
Visit JigsawMagnesium.com to get more information, take a self-assessment, read reviews from others, or to try it for yourself. That's JigsawMagnesium.com or 866-9-JIGSAW. JigsawMagnesium.com or 866-9-JIGSAW.
Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager. Hopefully, Dennis and Alan are not listening to the music now because this is not the music. Richard picked it. It's Richard's fault. Dennis and Alan. And Sean likes it. But I like it too. But I don't want them to know that, Richard. No. I know it's, but it's not his music. Say, if you heard us all the time, this is what Richard and I go through, even on the air. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager. And one of the reasons I kept Mike on, and we'll get your calls at 1-8-PRAGER-776, is he couldn't believe that Hillary's going to vote. So you can call me on that. Who do you think Hillary's going to vote for in the vote? Oh, and we played the four tops, as John, as Sean rightly points out, because one of them died. Who was the gentleman? Levi Stubbs. He died, and that was a great group. On my Saturday night show that I did here in Los Angeles for many years, we featured entertainers and others who made a difference in Southern California, and we did stuff like that all the time. And music, as Dennis says, it's part of, I think it's God-driven. It makes a difference. Not Dennis's music. Oh, he's still listening? No, he's not listening. No, Dennis's music is fine. Mike, you're still on because I want you to know, on the break, we're all sure that that's what Hillary's going to do. And the rest of your stuff almost doesn't matter because I think you have to understand who the Clintons are.
Right. Well, that's irrelevant because nobody can prove that. So what's the point of having a discussion about something that's just completely...
What do you mean? It's been the best part of our show so far. You're arguing. You're not realizing who the Clintons are. Go ahead, Michael.
No, I'm not a great fan of the Clintons. I mean, they're great politicians, and I think Bill Clinton did some great things. They think he made a lot of mistakes, but I don't know. You can sit around and have that discussion all night long. There's no way to prove that. We have no way of
knowing. I agree. Let's tell me what you wanted to say.
So what's the point? Thank you for the time. Sure. I really appreciate it.
But your time is up now.
But
no, go ahead, Mike.
But you know the Keating thing. Just to be fair,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Notice it's not so much love now. It's sir. Go ahead.
Well, at least I haven't gone completely the other way.
No, you haven't.
I won't insult you.
Okay.
But he was not proven innocent. He was let off easy. He was rebuked by the Senate. You should go back and check the facts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, John McCain himself, in talking about that whole affair, admitted he made major mistakes. I mean, he tried to keep the regulatory agencies from investigating Charles Keating. And because of that, it ended up costing the taxpayers over $3 billion. We all know about the SNL scandal. Charles Keating was at the heart of that. Barack Obama had an association like that, he would have no chance, because the right would hammer that,
Michael,
all day long.
We got to go. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much. And but saying that about Barack Obama, about his associations, they're not even investigating. They could attack Joe the plumber in 24 hours and know everything he ever did, but we can barely find out about William Ayers or how he's trying to indoctrinate the kids in our schools. That part really hasn't come out, the radicalization of our students, which is crucial for the future. I'll tell you, if you think that everything's come out about him, you're sorely mistaken. But I appreciate your call, Mike. And I'm going to be in there with Hillary in the voting booth to see what she does. 1-8-PRAGER-776. It's going to be you and me and some of our guests just talking around, you know, kind of the fire, so to speak. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager.